As dialogue continues between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, a group of U.S. senators is threatening to push for more anti-Iran sanctions. 14 Democratic and Republican lawmakers have pledged to work together on legislation aimed at imposing new sanctions on Iran over the coming weeks. The bipartisan group of lawmakers includes Democrat Robert Menendez and Republican Bob Corker. The lawmakers say they want to prevent Iran from acquiring the capability to develop a nuclear weapon. The U.S. has passed several rounds of illegal sanctions against the country, hitting the Iranian public hard. Tehran says its nuclear energy program is for power generation and producing medical radioisotopes. To discuss that further, and I join Mr. Scott Rickert, who is a former American intelligence linguist, and he's joining us now on the line from Orlando. Mr. Rickert, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, this news comes just a day or so after news came out that the American public actually supports discussions with Iran. Does this prove further that lawmakers in the U.S. are quite disconnected from the American public?
Certainly. The leading Senate majority on both the Republican and Democrat side are truly puppets for the pro-Israel lobby. They are already putting in place a proposed bill to deny any enrichment to Iran, and if there is any enrichment continuing, they're going to implement sanctions. Now, these sanctions have been going on for quite some time, over $150 billion have been lost in revenue for Iran in banking and oil sectors. And all Iran is asking for is really only about $10 billion worth of easing over the next 6 months, which is very reasonable, and considering the fact that these sanctions are incredibly illegal, it's, in my opinion, it's economic warfare.
Right, and you know, Mr. Rickert, you know, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, said many times that the issue of the American lawmakers with Iran has nothing to do with the nuclear program, but more about Iran's independent stance in the world. Do you agree with that, considering the fact that Americans want rapprochement with Iran, but the lawmakers do not?
Oh, absolutely. This has everything to do with the sovereignty of Iran. It goes back more than a century, whereby the West has been imposing its authority and imperialist ways against Iran. So you have, you know, the empire has not given up on trying to really take over the resources of a sovereign nation.
So then, going forward, where do you think that these discussions will end up in Geneva?
Well, I'm hopeful that the Geneva discussions will come out positive. Certainly, Iran has put forth its best effort and been extremely patient with the West, and the really stacked P5+1 group that they're up against. Because when you put together the people that are involved, you've got France, the United States, and the UK that will always steer the discussions in their favor. So, unfortunately, until either the UK, France, the US actually comes to their senses, you know, it may be another stalemate. I'm hopeful that it won't happen, but unfortunately, it's very possible that it will.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Scott Rickert speaking to us live from Orlando.